We continue Be'ezrat Hashem in our limud of Mishnayot Masechet Terumot. We are actually up to the final two Mishnayot of the Masechet, Perek Yud Aleph, Mishnah Tet. As we know, the halakha is that we are not allowed to waste or destroy Teruma, and that's why regular Teruma is not to be given as food to animals, because giving food to animals that can be eaten by humans is considered wasteful, and therefore you're not allowed to do that with Teruma. Our Mishnah is going to discuss whether Teruma of a plant that's usually used as animal feed could be given to animals. Karshine Teruma. Karshine Teruma is karshinim, are types of plants that are normally used as animal fodder. It's also called vetch. Karshine Teruma. Karshinim that belong to Teruma. It's like a bean-like plant. And generally it's not eaten by humans. So normally it shouldn't even be obligated in Teruma. But since people do eat this type of bean sometimes, so Chachamim made a din midrabanan that Teruma should be separated from it. But what do you do with it? Are you allowed to give it to animals? Ma'achilim otam la'behema ve'lachaya ve'latarnegulim. A kohen is allowed to feed it to his behemot, his domestic animals, to his chayot, to his wild animals, or to tarnegulim, to chickens. Because normally this is used as animal feed, so feeding it to animals is not considered wasteful, and therefore the teruma of it is allowed to be fed to an animal. However, Yisrael shesachar para mikohen. If a Yisrael rented a cow from a kohen, ma'achila karshine teruma. He's allowed to feed that animal karshinim of teruma, although the Yisrael has the right to use the cow and he's responsible to feed it, but being that it's a rental, it still belongs to the kohen, and therefore the Yisrael is allowed to feed it teruma. The kohen shesachar param Yisrael. But if a kohen rented a cow from a Yisrael, af al pi shemezonoteha alav, even though the obligation to provide food for the animal is on the kohen, but the animal doesn't belong to him, it belongs to the Yisrael. Lo yachilena karshine turma. He cannot feed it karshinim of turma, because the animal belongs to Yisrael. And Teruma cannot be fed to an animal of Israel, only to an animal that belongs to a Kohen. How about if Yisrael shesham para mikohen? If a Yisrael evaluated the value of a cow before he leased it from a Kohen, meaning, and he agreed to repay the Kohen that value no matter what. Here the Mishnah is referring to an arrangement. This is not a regular rental. It's a type of an arrangement where the Yisrael agrees to care for and fatten the cow of a Kohen, and the Yisrael will receive half of the profit. So now part of the arrangement is that if the animal dies or goes down in value, the Yisrael is responsible to pay the Kohen the amount it was worth at the time of the leasing. So in order to properly calculate the profit or loss, the animal was evaluated beforehand. It was assessed before it was given to the Israel. So in this case, Israel shesham para mikohen lo yachilena karshine truma. The Israel cannot feed this cow karshinim of truma, which means although the cow technically still belongs to the kohen, but the Israel is considered its owner because he accepted full responsibility for it. Since he's responsible to pay the full value of the animal no matter what happens to it, he's considered its owner. Unlike if he just rented the animal, he's not fully responsible for the rented animal, although he has to pay if the animal is stolen or lost, but he doesn't have to pay if it's damaged due to an accident or if the market price goes down. Therefore, in the case of a rental, the animal is not considered the renter's property. But in this case, in this special arrangement of Yisrael shesham para mikohen, where the Yisrael is absolutely responsible for the value of the animal, so he is considered like an owner in regards to the fact that he will not be able, he's not allowed to feed it truma. And the other way as well, the kohen shesham param Yisrael, if it was the kohen who assessed the value of a cow before he leased it from a Yisrael, and he agreed to repay the Yisrael the value of the animal no matter what, ma'achilah karshine truma, the kohen can feed this cow karshinim of truma, because in such a case, the kohen accepted full responsibility for the animal, and therefore he is considered the owner, so therefore he's allowed to feed it truma. And finally, Mishnah Yud, the last Mishnah of Masechet Trumot, deals with the halakha we mentioned previously in the Masechet, that if truma becomes tameh, it's not allowed to be eaten by the kohen. Rather, it has to be burnt. However, the kohen is allowed to derive benefit from burning it. For example, if let's say oil of truma becomes tameh, so although he cannot consume it, but he could use it as fuel in a lamp, thereby deriving benefit from the light that it gives as it burns. It's called Shemen Serefa. We mentioned it in the Mishnah in Bamim Adlikin on Friday nights. Shemen Serefa means oil of Truma that became Tameh and has to be burnt, but it could be burnt in a way that the Kohen derives benefit from it. However, the rule is that a non-Kohen, a Yisrael, is not allowed to derive benefit from burning the Truma. Our Mishnah here is going to discuss some exceptions to this halakha, meaning cases where a non-Kohen is allowed to benefit from burning Truma oil. Madlikim shemen serefa bebate kenesiyot ubebate midrashot. We're allowed to light a lamp with oil of Truma that has to be burnt, which means Truma oil that became Tameh. We're allowed to light, to use it to light up lamps in bate kenesiyot, in a shul, bate midrashot, in study halls, uba mevo'ot ha'afelim, and in dark alleyways. Even though we know that non-Kohanim will also be in these places and benefit from this light, but since it was the Chachamim to begin with who prohibited non-Kohanim from deriving benefit from such oil, the Chachamim made an exception in these cases since it serves a public need. Another example the Mishnah gives us, ve'al gabe ha'holim birshut kohen. And a person is allowed to use the truma oil that's tameh to burn it as for a lamp to make light for the cholim, over sick people, even if they're not kohanim, birshut kohen, only if the kohen is present. As long as a kohen is in the room to benefit from that light, so then any non-kohen in that room could also benefit from the light. Another case, Bat Yisrael sheniset lekohen, a daughter of Yisrael who got married to a kohen, vehi lemuda etzel avia. And the thing is that she's accustomed to always go and visit and stay with her father. Aviha madlik birshuta, her father, who is Yisrael, is allowed to light up the truma oil that's tameh, birshuta, while she is present, being that she is a wife of a kohen who's allowed to have truma. Since she's permitted to benefit from Truma, so her father is allowed to benefit from it also while she is present. The following two cases, however, of the Mishnah, we have a four-way machloket regarding it. Let's see. Madlikin bevet ha-mishte, aval lo bevet ha-evel, divrei Rabbi Yehuda. According to Rabbi Yehuda, we're allowed to kindle lamps with Truma oil that is Tameh, bevet ha-mishte, in a banquet hall, of course, if a kohen is present. So let's say it's needed for a wedding celebration, you could light it, aval lo bevet ha-evel, but not in a house of mourning. Truma oil should not be used, even if the kohen is present, because we're concerned that people might take a lamp out of the house to a place where no kohen is present. That's not a concern by a wedding hall, because it's unlikely in such a case that people will take out a lamp. People at a banquet are not going to move a lamp out of fear that the oil is going to spill and dirty their clean clothes. In a house of mourning, however, people usually wear clothes that are somewhat, unkempt anyway. And so they won't hesitate to move a lamp. So that's why Rabbi Yehuda says that madlikim only bevet hamishteh, but not bevet ha'evel, where there is a concern that someone might take it with him, a non-kohen might take the lamp with him to use it in his house. That's divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi omer, Rabbi Yossi says the opposite. Bevet ha'evel, aval lo bevet hamishteh. You're allowed to use it to light up in the house of mourning, but not in the house of mishteh, of a banquet hall. He holds the reverse. He says it's likely that a person is going to move a lamp from a banquet hall, not from a house of mourning. Because Rabbi Yossi holds that actually the opposite is true. People are more likely to move lamps, to take them with them, when there is a happy and cheerful atmosphere, such as at a wedding. But by a house of avel, of mourning, people are not going to, the mood is more subdued and more sad. People are not going to think of taking lamps out of that house. So therefore, Rabbi Yossi says, Bevet Evel, you're allowed to use Shemen Serefa, oil of Truma Teme'a, to make the lamps. Avalo Bevet Amishteh. Rabbi Meir, Oser Kan Vekan. Rabbi Meir, he forbids lighting a lamp with Truma oil that's Tameh, both Kan Vekan, here and there, both in the banquet hall and in the house of mourning, because in both places Rabbi Meir holds that we are concerned that people are going to take out a lamp for themselves. Rabbi Shimon matir kan vekan. The fourth opinion is, Rabbi Shimon says, it's mutar in both cases because, according to him, we're not concerned in either place that a person is going to remove a lamp. And the Bar Tanura ends off by saying, vehalacha ke Rabbi Shimon. The halacha is like Rabbi Shimon. Okay, Hadran alach masechet terumot, Hadran alach masechet terumot, Hadran alach masechet terumot. Baruch Adonai leolam, amen ve'amen.